I lead you to the bed, blindfolded, anticipating what is to come, anticipating the touch of my hands, the feeling of my mouth against your body, and the feeling of my hard, throbbing cock deep inside you. I lay you down on the bed, and I spread your legs wide, exposing your wet, slippery bush. I begin to tease you, tell you what's going to happen, watching you, getting more and more excited as you reach out for my cock and grab it, letting out a little moan as you feel it throbbing in your hand. But I take it away from you, and I tell you, no, you're going to have to wait. You're going to have to beg. You start to plead and whimper and tell me that you can't wait, but I remain firm in more ways than one. And then, as I spread your legs apart, I tell you that you're going to have to be patient. You say no, and you command me to fuck you, but I say no again. I start to trace one finger all around the outside of your vulva, being very careful not to make contact with your clit or your lips, just running my finger all around in a slow, circular pattern. You whimper some more, and you try bucking your hips and moving your ass around so that your clit will make contact or that your gash will. But I manage to avoid either place, and I tell you that if you don't stop, I'm going to tie your legs down, and I'm going to tie your arms down, and I'm going to make you wait even longer. So finally you stop fighting, and I keep circling your pussy over and over again. I put my face down close to your snatch, and you start running your fingers through my hair, convinced that finally you're going to get your pussy eaten. But no, you're not. You tell me to eat it, but I still say no. And at this point, I can see your pussy getting wetter and wetter, the lips opening and closing. And each time it opens, the inside looks a little juicier, a little shinier as I continue to trace my fingers around you. It goes on for 10 full minutes. Your pussy is right there. It's dripping like a leaky faucet, and my cock is hard, and it is huge, and it is poised like a fucking dagger not very far away. But I wait. I don't put a finger in you. I don't touch your clit. I don't lick you. I don't even let you touch my dick yet. Nothing for 10 whole minutes. And then I ask you if you like that, and at first you say, oh my god, no, because you want to get fucked, but I ask you again, and then you tell me yes, that you like it a lot. By this point, your pussy is starting to foam up, even without being touched. It's generating a thick, white lather that is oozing out of your hole like melted frosting, dribbling down to the crack of your ass. And now I'm going to count backwards from 50, and when I get to the number 1, I'm going to touch your clit with 2 fingers, and when I do, just based on the power of my suggestion, you are going to come harder than you have ever come in your life. So spread your lips wide and get ready, baby. Yeah, look at that. The cream is just flowing out of you. Your clit is visibly throbbing and pulsating for me like a miniature heartbeat. The countdown begins. 50, 49, 48, 47, 46, 45. My fingers continue to circle your wet, dripping pussy. 44, 43, 42, 41, 40. You're getting so wet now, so excited, you're starting to sweat. Your pussy's opening and closing faster. 39, 38, 37, 36, 35. You want my tongue so badly on your snatch right now. You want me to swallow every drop of that sweet, sticky pussy juice, don't you? 34, 33, 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20. I keep circling your pussy, getting closer and closer to rubbing your clit, but not quite. I'm watching the juices pouring out of you now. They're making a little puddle on the bed beneath your ass. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11. Here it comes, baby, the final 10. And when I get to 1, I'm gonna touch your clit, and you are going to explode like a fire hydrant. You're going to squirt all over my hand. You're going to squirt all over the sheets. Your body is going to convulse as you come over and over and over again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, you ready? 3, 2, and 1. Yes.